Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Today we're racing out at the Vaal. We're on the classic track with an 8-race program and their first kicks off at 13:15. Let's move on to our market movers out at the Vaal. In race 1, number 3, Pink Legacy, from 5-2 into 17-10. In race 4, number 1, Line of the Desert, from 22-10 into 18-10. In race 6, number 1, Run as 1, from 18-10 into 16-10. And those market movers were brought to you by Hollywood Bets. We do have two trainer comments today from Clint Binder and Sean Terry. And this is what they had to say about their Hollywood Syndicate runners.
Line of the Desert has a big mass to carry and has his first run out of the maidens. We are confident of a good showing, as Another Level came out and won really well. So post-maiden run, but we are still expecting a competitive showing.
Soweto Rose, running number 1200, classic track, Vaal. We are going to 66 handicap. Drawn 6, not a good draw. Got Coro Jacobs riding in claim 4. He's not too good either. Hasn't ridden a winner for me. Most apprentices have ridden winners for me. But I discussed with Anthony. We thought maybe the claim 4 will help him. Let's say he runs first time out of the maidens. But his advantage is the claim 4, and his disadvantage is the jockey and the draw.
Thanks to those trainers for their comments. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 2, and that's number 3, Nara, from the Roy Magna stable, ridden by Gavin Lorena. Now, this Vercingetorix filly has run 5 times for 3 wins. The form is strong, and the form lines are also very strong. First time out, she won going away, beating Captain's Run. That form line produced 2 winners from 4 runners. In her next start, she won by 4 lengths, beating Bella Chica. That form line also produced one winner from 7 runners. 3 runs back on the Vaal on the Vaal Classic track in the Ruffian Stakes, she went into a feature race. She ran 5th, 3 lengths behind Under Your Spell. That form line also produced the winner, because Under Your Spell came out to win the next start. In her next start, she did meet Under Your Spell again, and she ran 5th, 6 lengths to Under Your Spell. Her last start on the Vaal Classic track, over the 1,000 metres, she was having her first run for the stable of Roy Magna, and she won start to finish, beating Alabama Anna. It was a good win, and she had quite a bit in hand. I do think Nara today, in this type of field, and it is a small lineup, I think she is the horse to beat, and I do make her my best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day comes up in race number 6, and that's number 1, Rise as 1, from the Mike de Kock stable, ridden by Craig Zaki. Now, this gelding came back 3 runs back after a rest and gelding on the 1st of August, and ran a good second behind Forged by Fire. That form line was super strong. It produced 2 winners from 5 runners. Mad About Fashion came out to win, and Run as 1 came out to win his next start. Stepping up to the 1800, went up 400 meters in distance and won almost start to finish, beating Monsoon Kenny. It was a good win, and that form line did produce another 2 winners, and it was Monsoon Kenny coming out to win his next start, and Run as 1 came out to follow up with his post-maiden run. I was very impressed with his last win, Run as 1, over the 1800 on the classic track. He won going away, beating My Kingdom. My Kingdom did come out to run another good second. He now steps up to the 2000, I should say, from the 1800, and I think this is even going to suit Run as 1 better. I think he's a class sort, and I think he's making his mark now, and he is improving with each and every run. And I still think he's way below his mark of 88 in the merit rating system. Run as 1 for me is the horse to beat, and he's around about 18-10. Well, actually, he's shortened into 16-10 now as we speak. Run as 1 is the horse to beat, and he's our second best bet of the day. Now, if we take the double, Nara, onto Run as 1, it does work out to 4-1. I'm definitely getting involved with that double with Hollywood Bets. Our exotic for the day is the jackpot. The closing time's 3 o'clock, and the starting point is race 4. The jackpot numbers are 1, 2, 5, 6, and 9 by 1, 2, and 5 by Banker 1, which is Run as 1, And in the last leg, we're going 1, 2, 4, and 5. It's a 60 Rand jackpot perm. And I think if runners 1 does win, I think we'll catch it for 60 bucks. For me, the jackpot is also a nice play today. And I do think if we get 1 or 2 results, it could pay a few Rand. Well, not a bad card out of the vault today. And as I said earlier, I do label a double Nora and a run as 1. From me, Dom Zaki, have a super day's racing out at the Vol.